everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast with more coverage from the Underground Virtual Collision. And in this clip, we have School's First Federal Creation's very own Kevin Martin giving us the core, really the core meaning of the Black Lives Matter movement and just some steps we can take to just get things right here. Just, again, a powerful talk here from Kevin, so check it out.
Black Lives Matter, even before it's just a movement, just the phrase is just so powerful. And there's, you know, people that try to politicize it, but ultimately it means that there's a disproportionate impact on the Black community when it comes to the justice system, period, but police brutality specifically. So unfortunately, you know, racism is not new to America, right? It's as old as America is. And the Black community is, again, unfortunately used to this. This one felt different, and I'll share with you what I've shared with others before, is I spent my entire life avoiding the police, right? I'm 41 years old, and it wasn't until 3 or 4 years ago that I stopped the practice of, when a police officer was behind me in my car, I would literally change my direction, you know, take a detour just so they wouldn't be behind me. We grew up with the mantra, if the police are present, something bad just happened or something bad is about to happen, right? And so, but I took some solace in the social contract that was based on the talk, right? And that's when you do get pulled over, you got your hands at 10 and 2, you got your window down, your music is off, your car is off, you got your driver's license and your insurance registration readily available. It's no sir, yes sir. And as long as you showed respect and really deference, no matter how wrong the pullover, you being pulled over, how they're treating you is, the objective was to go home. And so, you know, I'll be yes sir, no sir, clock and go home. But then you see George Floyd. I felt angry. I felt scared. I felt disappointed, and I ultimately was just exhausted, and I wasn't able to take time off like I probably should have, but thank goodness for the African American Credit Union Coalition. They were the place of solace and comfort and an ability and opportunity to share your feelings and know you weren't in a place by yourself. And without that organization, I'm not sure where I would be right now. Where do we go from here individually? I can tell you what Kevin's going to do. So Kevin has decided to continue to lead through vulnerability, right? So I try to say yes to every opportunity I can share and provide a voice at a table that, where that voice may not have had a seat before. Two, there are many folks. I have done a lot to try to make everybody else comfortable and take them along this journey at their pace. I'm done with that. So I'm going to give it to people straight, and they can either educate themselves and continue their journey, or they can be upset with me or whatever it may be. But people are dying, and if you don't acknowledge that and do any effort on your part to educate yourself on why that disparity is present, I'm no longer catering to your pace. I'm going to do what I think is best to try to save as many lives as possible, and that be real lives and financial well-being. And so I'm going to leave a vulnerability. I'm going to make sure that myself, as well as my credit union, is present for everybody in our movement. If they have something that is an inaugural event, if they have an opportunity or they want to have a discussion that's going to be a tough one, I want us to be present. I want us to participate, even if it's just to listen. You know, people. I don't think people understand how important it is just to be present and what that means to folks that you're listening. And so I want to make sure that we're present there. And then I'm going to speak truth to power. and I'm going to speak truth to discomfort, and I'm going to continue to participate in the difficult conversation. We can get to the point where we can have these conversations openly, honestly, with trust, based on the fact that we want to improve the movement, we want to be better for our members, we want to improve the country. And we can't do that unless we have these conversations. And so I commend the African American Credit Union Coalition for kind of starting that in the wake of George Floyd. And I commend you for continuing these conversations, because I think it's important for us to be open to having these discussions and to develop relationships and to strengthen relationships across, you know, different perspectives, across cultural perspectives, across gender differences. All these things we need to have a conversation about and better understand everyone that's involved, because we're all human and we're all just trying to do what we think is best. But there's a lot of history and a lot of systems in place that need to be, if not completely dismantled, at least rethought.
Thank you very much for that powerful talk, Kevin, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Virtual Collision here on CU Broadcast.